This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I decided to make a change right at the very last minute. I'm glad that I did, because I do think it's a question worth asking. And as we head into hour number two, and as we bring on more listeners to the broadcast this morning, I'm going to ask the same question. And I think it's really important. And that is, you know, we know where we are right now, my friends. We know what's happening. We know where we are with Israel. We know where Biden is with Israel right now. We certainly know where Iran is, and we have some inkling to some degree of where some of these Arab states might be as well. But look at what might happen in 6 months. Where are we going to be in 6 months? Where are we going to be a year from now if President Biden gets reelected? I think this is a very, very good question. And it's really kind of terrifying. And again, you know, and I just want to really quickly, by the way, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. Hour number two is officially launching this morning, and we're glad to be with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine on the program this morning. And you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you would like to send us a direct message this morning. We always love to hear from you. Let us know where you're listening from as well. We'll be happy to give you a shout-out here on the broadcast today. And, you know, but so just to quickly recap, and by the way, you're always welcome to go and get the podcast as well of the program and listen back to hour number one. And, you know, again, this question of where we're going to be in 6 months, given what we know right now. I mean, how much worse can it get? I hate to say it can get a lot worse. If we don't make the right kinds of decisions, if we don't make the right kinds of calls, you know, we don't know what to expect from Joe Biden and who's ever in the basement of the White House making these policies. And, you know, really kind of going against what would be the common sense approach in so much of our foreign policy, not only regarding Israel, but what's happening in Europe, Ukraine, and what could potentially happen with China. You know, one of the things that we're not hearing about a lot is the idea of the prescription medicine and how much we rely on countries like China to obtain prescription medicines. And if you have to take prescription medicine, you know, this is a big deal. What if hostilities were to break out? I mean, this is a very, very legitimate question. I would like to see Joe Biden address this kind of thing. Somebody could ask him that, you know. Or at the very least, ask Jean-Pierre, Karine Jean-Pierre about this stuff. But I just want to harken back here real quick. We got a message before we went to the top of the hour, and it was from listener Joan in Seattle. And I just want to reiterate what she said, because she hit it right on the head. She's got this, you know, absolutely well in hand. And I just want to repeat what she'd said. And she heard me in the first hour, and she said she aligns with the passionate thoughts I was expressing. And, yeah, like I said, I don't know what got into me, but this is important stuff. And she says, you ask what it will look like in months. And I say 6 months ago, October 7th, and Israel, rather I should say 6 months ago, it was October 7th, and that those events occurred. And Israel now has been targeted by drones and missiles. And she goes on to say, and I want to reiterate this as well, God help us all, and may he protect our service members serving in the Middle East. Absolutely. So this is, again, a very important moment that we have in our history because it can go bad really fast. And by the way, Israel, I think, will make some kind of retaliation. We don't know exactly what that looks like yet. We don't know exactly what it will be. But my opinion is that Israel is not going to be deterred from doing what it thinks is necessary. I think there's a couple of different things. And I'm not going to, this is the wrong word to use, so I'm just going to use it with the caveat that maybe there's a better one, but there would be a gratuitous kind of a response. But then there would also be the response that Israel may believe is necessary in order to stop Iran from having some capability or sending the message they want to send to Iran. And some of these capabilities that Israel has, I think, might surpass in many ways the capabilities that Iran has. So I think it is a real good question of, do you tip those capabilities out in the big world, do you out in the light? Now, you know, there may be some espionage and so forth, or it's maybe not, quote unquote, a secret, but to what extent do you respond? And I think, unfortunately, the aftermath of any Israeli response is going to be more of what we've seen. Shut down the Golden Gate Bridge, you know, shut down the bridge in New York City, just shut down a bridge in Miami, or shut down, you know, traffic. This isn't obviously the way to get people on your side, but it is indicative and it's very illustrative of exactly the kind of ilk that we're dealing with, especially people that kind of get sucked into the propaganda of the terrorists. I mean, this is really, really strong stuff. And by the way, and, you know, I guess maybe a little bit of levity on this one as well, and that is, what if the people shut down the Golden Gate Bridge and their sign read, stop prosecuting Donald Trump, right? And I'm just saying that for effect, right, in the sense that, you know, what if they did? I'm not advocating they should. I don't think anybody should shut down the Golden Gate Bridge under any circumstances. But what I'm saying is, look at what the reaction would be if they were shutting down the Golden Gate Bridge and they said, stop prosecuting Donald Trump. You know what the reaction would be? It would be, these people are crazy, and people are trying to get to the doctor. They're trying to get to an emergency situation. This is completely irregular, and there's no reason to do this, and they should just get these people off the bridge any way, shape, or form. But for the others, you know, especially on the left, it'd be like, see, look how engaged they are, you know, this kind of stuff. Yeah, sometimes we gotta laugh, but stay right there, folks. We are coming right back. Hour number two is officially launched and heading to the stratosphere.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
This shit that ice cold, Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpiece. Stylin', violent, living it up in the city. Got Chuck's on with Saint Laurent, gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty.
All right. We are continuing, racing through the Tuesday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, this might be a first. This is really very, very cool. So I gotta tell you about this right now. We got a direct message over the break. And this is coming from somebody named Lonnie. Welcome to the program, Lonnie. And Lonnie's listening via iHeart Radio, listening to 860, AM 860, our home station, of course, in Tampa, Florida. And she writes in and says, I'm listening live via Thailand. 14:13 is the time here, so it's about 2:13 in the afternoon. She says, Lonnie says, I'm visiting from California. Wow, that's amazing. That is very, very cool. So welcome. Glad you're listening and picking us up over iHeart. That is so very cool as well. And I hope everything's going well on your vacation there or on your visit, whatever it might be. It might be for work or maybe seeing the sights and so forth. But that is cool. I think that's the first for the program. First time we've ever heard from someone listening in Thailand. So this is a great day. I'll tell you that much. Thank you, Lonnie, and safe travels. And thanks for listening. Absolutely. And driver Ron, by the way, he also chimed in over the break coming up to the top of the hour. And he says, good morning, Kyle. Love your choice for Times 2 Tuesday. 38 Specials, one of my favorite bands, too. And I agree with your analysis of 80s music. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's, you know, there was a time when you could hear all kinds of different stuff, almost, you know, all in the same place, you know. And it, I don't know, I just think it rounded out a lot better. He says, can't wait to hear the second song. That's right. Well, thanks, Ron. Yeah, stay tuned, everybody. We got another great 38 Special song this morning, and again, it is one of my favorite ones. I don't know how much it charted, to be honest, but I do like it, and so we'll hear it here in just a little bit. But all right, so this is a great way to continue starting off the segment here, everybody. Once again, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to opine. This from Breitbart. We had a great audio clip in hour number one of Jonathan Turley, but this is also coming to us here from Breitbart. Fox News legal analyst Jonathan Turley said Monday on Fox News Channel's American Newsroom, America's Newsroom, that former President Donald Trump's New York trial for allegedly falsifying business records related to payments to porn star Stormy Daniel is absurd, quote unquote. Yeah, I think he's probably got that right. Host Dana Perino said, talked about what he wrote about Cicero, saying the more laws, the less justice, that you seem, and you seem to see the same here, basically. And as we heard in our audio quote, he talked about that, saying that, yeah, this is, creating something that doesn't really exist, basically. But that the New York people seem to like this idea because they elected Letitia James, for example. But he does say this is not the way the law is supposed to be and calls it absurd. Well, that's exactly right, because obviously, again, this is what's happening with Donald Trump. They're going to put everything they can, talk about the old cliche of the kitchen sink. That is exactly what's happening, my friends. And they're doing this not so much because they're concerned about some falsification, if in fact that's what it is, of business records, or if there is a crime that was committed. They're not concerned about that at all. I wonder, do they scrutinize all business people in New York City the same way? But it's not about that. It's about Donald Trump. It's about the fact that people want to vote for him. It's about the fact that he is so different than the establishment, quote unquote, that they see him as dangerous. Not dangerous to our democracy, not dangerous to our country. Our country's going to fall. He's going to be a dictator on day one, blah, blah, blah. He's actually going to continue to pull the plug on the swamp. going to continue to try to affect that kind of change. You know, when he went into office, arguably not a politician, arguably not able to have some of that experience in terms of making sure you get everybody to submit their resignation, follow some of these different protocols and so forth. Can you imagine what Donald Trump will be like? That's why they're afraid dictator on day one. And, of course, he's not a dictator. We don't have dictators here. But what will happen is he will actually clean house in a way that would be unprecedented. That's what's terrifying them. Once you actually show people, I don't know if I've made this comparison for a while, but Donald Trump is kind of like a Charles Lindbergh, right? You know, nobody could fly the Atlantic. It can't be done. It's just too far. Our technology doesn't exist yet. We can't fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Well, here comes Charles Lindbergh and pretty much turns the Spirit of 76 into a flying gas can. And actually does it. And when I was younger, much younger, there was the movie that Jimmy Stewart made, and I remember watching this movie, and it was so inspiring, you know. And of course, Jimmy Stewart is such an amazing actor, and so forth. And it was just one of those movies that captivated me as a boy, and I never really got over that because, again, it was. Somebody says something can't be done, so somebody goes and does it. So Charles Lindbergh is the first person to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. Who was the second? And I don't even know off the top of my head. And the only reason I say this is because this was actually in a book I read once. I read at least one book. And that was one of the questions. Who was the second? And, of course, then the authors tell you because crossing the Atlantic was the feat. It was the impossible thing. It was the miracle. And then it becomes commonplace. People started flying across the Atlantic all the time. It was no longer that barrier, that psychological barrier. You know, who broke the sound barrier, right? Wasn't it Chuck Yeager, I believe? But who was? I'm sure we could figure out who was the second person to break the sandbar. But what I'm saying is that these things that are there, they become normal. It becomes the new normal. The new normal will be to not have the kind of politics or the kind of far left control that exists today. And Donald Trump is the one who proves that can be done. Donald Trump proved that you could be energy independent. Donald Trump proved that you could get the economy going. Donald Trump proved that you could stand up to China and actually have a good working relationship that protected our interests. Donald Trump proved that you could contain Iran, that you could cut off their resources, that you could keep them from spreading their hegemony. He proved that you could get the Arab states to start working towards a much better future. So much so that Saudi Arabia was even beginning this process of normalizing relations with Israel. You can't tell me that Iran didn't go apoplectic about this kind of thing and said, here's, we'll show them. This is exactly what we're going to do. We're literally going to blow this whole thing up. That's exactly what they thought. And that's exactly where they're going. So when you see this trial and these other things going against Donald Trump, it's because they are terrified that the new norm will be to fly across the Atlantic. It'll just be a new thing. It'll be commonplace. And they won't be able to hold you in to that, confinement politically that they just want to keep you in and keep you kind of at a subsistence level, you know, kind of begging for a little bit of this and a little bit of that and then kind of meeting it out to you a little bit at a time and saying, we control the resources. We can tell you what kind of vehicle you can have. We can tell you how much energy you can have. What, more energy? What are you talking about? It's climate change. We can't have more energy unless it's energy that really isn't enough for everybody. You know, maybe one day there'll be some other kind of technology that is, you know, so far and fantastic that we can't even describe it. But that day isn't here yet. We keep working toward it. But folks, this is why they're going after Trump the way that they are. Otherwise, they'd be going after every other company. They'd be doing all this stuff. And they're not doing that because they've already scared off investors from New York because of the judgment against Donald Trump. Stay right there, folks. We are coming right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
News update. More than 200 people rescued in Harris County, Texas as rivers flood. Residents being rescued on airboats from their homes. New developments out of the Middle East where a deal to release Israeli hostages from Hamas captivity is still being negotiated in Egypt. Meanwhile, the Israeli cabinet voting to remove the Al Jazeera TV network from operating in Israel. Back here in the U.S., pro-Palestinian protesters interrupt the University of Michigan graduation ceremony. The demonstration generators removed on Saturday. President Biden speaking at the White House saying students have a right to protest but not to break the law. Biden scheduled to speak at the U.S. Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. as Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Remembrance Day, begins, a week of events planned to educate this generation as to the atrocities the Nazis committed against Jews. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are having fun this morning. That is for sure. And we're glad that you're there. Glad to be here, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And again, great to hear from Lonnie listening over iHeartRadio to AM860 from Thailand this morning. So international program of mystery we are today. So that's really cool, I think. All right. The New York Times, this is from Newsmax. New York Times poll, most say Biden has U.S. on wrong track. Now, have you heard there's some of these other stories out there saying, well, you know, Biden's rising in the polls and Trump is going down in the polls. But, you know, of course, polls are snapshots. There's no doubt about that. But I think you'd be hard pressed to find people who think the country is really on the right track. Now, you know, notwithstanding, there are people who think you got to go out and shut down the bridge or chain yourself to the, you know, something else or whatever and make your voice heard that way and to say, okay, people, you know, people are going to start listening to us now. You know, I mean, I know I'm kind of making fun of it, and only in the sense that, you know, I don't think that's the way to go about it. You're not giving an idea, right? You're not making an argument. You're just making people mad. But again, I think that shows the ilk that subscribes to these kinds of extreme things, is they think this is good. Look what we're doing. You know, it's you know, I don't think that it's really, I don't think it's akin to what we saw in this country for civil rights, for sit-ins and things like that, you know, when it had to do with trying to stop a very separate system, right? I think we're looking at a different kind of a thing going on. What we saw on the Golden Gate Bridge is, I think, very far away from what we saw happening in this country for civil rights. But nevertheless, a majority of voters say President Joe Biden has put America on the wrong track, while 42% of voters look back at Donald Trump's tenure in the White House as, quote, mostly good years, according to a New York Times Siena poll. The survey asked respondents, do you think the United States is on the right track or is it headed in the wrong direction? 25% said the right track, and 64% said the wrong direction. A Times analyst noted the findings showed, quote, while memories of Trump's tumultuous and chaotic administration have not significantly faded, most voters now have a rosier picture of his handling of the economy, immigration, and maintaining law and order. Golly gee whiz, I wonder why. It's like, you know, holy memory loss, Batman. Why do you think people are starting to think like the feel this way now? Well, and then the incomparable Adam West as Batman could probably say something like, well, it's really elementary, Robin, friend of friends. He would say that. It's obvious. People look out their window and they see what's happening and they realize that it's gotten a lot worse, you know, and that's exactly what's happening. Donald Trump may have had some pretty mean tweets. And even during the Trump administration, I was saying, you know, he honestly, we got to cut down these tweets to some degree only because, you know, I think that he could maybe deliver his message a little differently as president, but that's neither here nor there, right? And Donald Trump always thought this is how I connect, this is my style, this is what I'm going to do, and so that's how presidents are. All presidents and CEOs and the you know, person down the street, they have their own way of kind of doing things, right? So that is what it is. But so whether you like mean tweets or not is neither here nor there. Because what everybody can kind of start agreeing on, I think, is this notion that things were better. So it's not, I don't think they're just developing a rosier picture. I think they're actually comparing. Yeah, let's see, Donald Trump did some mean tweets, but I had more money in my pocket. Gas wasn't this expensive. The world wasn't catching on fire. We weren't on the brink of World War III. We were doing okay. Donald Trump was sitting in the White House and he was doing his thing, and I didn't have to worry every single day about what's the next shoe going to drop. Oh, but there are these mean tweets, you know, that from the left would have you believe. And they just think that's the most important problem, evidently, in the whole world. Ahead of the 2020 election, only 39% of voters said that the country was better off after Mr. Trump took office. Now, looking back, nearly half say he improved things during his time as president. Well, and this may be one of the seeds of one of the biggest political comebacks that we'll ever hear tell of. If Trump comes back and wins this thing, you know, in a big way, it'll just be that dramatic, I think. But at any rate, in order to have that happen, there has to be an election, right? So far as we know, there will still be an election. But there's a lot of people out there that are asking whether or not there would even be a debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. This came up at the White House press briefing room with Karine Jean-Pierre. Let's listen into what she had to say about this.
2020, do you think that the American electorate was helped by seeing Donald Trump and Joe Biden on the same stage at the same time?
Now I know where this is going.
At a presidential debate. Was that helpful, do you think, in terms of people making that
decision?
You
know, that's a question for the American people. I can't speak to that from here. I can't. And 2020 was a different time. It was a different time.
And looking ahead to...
Okay, stop right there. It was a different time, wasn't it? It was a very different time. You know, there really was. See, things really were actually better. We weren't on the brink of war, as I just said. And people are starting to... This is starting to percolate. There was a huge propaganda war, obviously, against Donald Trump, similar to now. It's intensified. Now they're using the lawfare, all that stuff. But, yeah, so what's her response to this? Well, it's a very different time. Ha, ha, ha. Now I see where you're going. And she ultimately just refers this out, which is no surprise, Karine Jean-Pierre. But let's continue.
Upcoming election cycle, do you think it would be helpful to see these two candidates who are in a rematch?
So slick. So slick.
At the same time, also competing against each other to presidency.
As the president would say, you can't kid a kidder. What I will say is that is a question for the campaign. They will gladly take that question.
That's a question for the campaign. They will gladly take that question. Well, yeah, yeah. And you know what they'll say? That's not a good question. we'd much rather talk about, you know, something else, anything. And he doesn't need to debate. You know why? Because he's out there. I almost want to guarantee that this is what they'll say. It's kind of like, should he take a cognitive test? Should Biden take a cognitive test? Because if he took the cognitive test, he would just put everything to rest, you know, conceivably, right? And why wouldn't you? Every politician who would be accused of having these kinds of issues would say, I'll take that cognitive test. In fact, I want to take it live pay-per-view on satellite or something. They would do it in a heartbeat. I'll do it on Good Morning America, you know, or something like that. And they're not going to do that for Joe Biden. But so, similar to what they said with the cognitive test thing, they will simply say, because they came out and said, well, he takes a cognitive test every day. You know, he's president of the United States, and it's every single day is a cognitive test for him, so therefore it's just not warranted. They're going to say he debates Donald Trump every single day. Every single day he is countering all of the, you know, lunatic stuff or whatever, and so, therefore, that should be the debate that the American people are going to be listening to, because they know that they can't let Joe Biden out there. And again, it's sad because it's like Grandpa is having trouble, and you would never, you know, send Grandpa out to be humiliated if you knew something was wrong. But this guy can't get through a meeting in the Oval Office or a photo opportunity without his cheat sheet to go through stuff. Can you imagine what an actual debate would look like? And that's why they know he will never debate. It cannot be allowed to happen. Folks, stay right there. We are coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
A full moon is that complete rounded circle, which is made up mostly of gases. And that's why the question is why or how could we as humans live on the moon?
That is a good question. Well, we can't live on the moon because, well, not without some kind of habitat there. Because there's no atmosphere on the moon. The moon has no atmosphere. Just like we, you know, have known for, I don't know, a very long time. We just can't get over that here on this program, folks. But in the interest of wanting to make sure that science is, in fact, you know, our scientific knowledge is corrected with this. No, the moon is not made of gases. It is solid. It's, you know, but it has no atmosphere. We'd have to build special habitats to live on the moon, not because of trying to deal with the gases. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. I still can't get over that whole thing with Sheila Jackson Lee. That is absolutely 100%. I don't know. It's just talk show gold. It's just talk show gold. Well, with this Trump trial, by the way, on Newsmax, Pam Bondi is quoted here in this article, the outcome of President Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York, where he's charged with falsifying business records to cover making hush money payments to a porn star, could come down to one juror. Pam Bondi, the former attorney general for Florida, told Newsmax on Monday it was very important for Trump's defense team to get jury selection right. Jury selection in the Trump trial began Monday in a Manhattan court. Everyone in the world knows who President Trump is, and everyone in the world has formed an opinion about him one way or the other. So it's whether you can be fair or impartial juror in this trial. Can that happen? Basically, she's asking. Bondi says she hopes Trump's defense team is combining the social media posts of prospective jurors to see if they posted negatively about the former president. You don't want people on the jury who are going to lie to get on the jury, Bondi said. If one juror follows the law and votes to acquit Trump, that could lead to a hung jury, Bondi said. Hopefully you will find 12 jurors who say he didn't do anything wrong, because he did not, she said. The defense and prosecution are allowed to strike 10 prospective jurors for any reason, but have unlimited challenges. To strike a juror for cause. All right. Well, so I tell you what, folks, it's time now for our second song of the morning, and it is Times Two Tuesday, which means we have another song by the same artist we played in hour number one. We got some great response on that. And this one, again, is also from 38 Special. And this is kind of a cool song. I don't know how far it went up the charts, per se. Truth be told, I'd have to kind of look it up. But it is kind of a cool song, and it's one of my favorite 38 Special songs, because I just think it really moves. It's a great record. Here we go, folks. 38 Special. This is a song called Like No Other Night.
I saw you looking like you might be in the room to try anything that was new.
Special song, maybe you haven't heard in the past, but that's part of the wonderful uniqueness of Times Two Tuesday. We got the same artist, maybe a more known song and a lesser known song, but hope that you enjoyed it. And thanks again, Driver Ron. I appreciate your comments earlier, but now it is time to go over and talk with Denise Simon from Denise, pardon me, from the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. I'll get it right here in a second. Also, founderscode.com. It is Tuesday, and it wouldn't be Tuesday without Denise. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, we got a lot going on. No kidding. Like never before. We got all these bridges, you know, these protests, you know, going on. And of course, we got the Trump trial. Jonathan Turley says this whole thing is absurd. Are they going to be successful with this, or what do you think?
Well, I mean, I would never predict what a jury in New York in a Trump trial. It really depends upon the presentation. That the defense makes, so we'll see how that necessarily looks. They're out of 100 and some odd potential jurors in the jury pool. You know, half of them were eliminated almost immediately, and then another half of that was eliminated pretty quickly. So that kind of tells you where we are.
Well, indeed. Now they do have unlimited challenges, I'm sure, but. It's Donald Trump is probably the most polarizing figure in the modern era. It's hard to find somebody who's not pro or anti-Trump. I mean, it's just there is no indifference, I think, out there.
It'll be very interesting to see what for the sake of argument, let's say the trial is underway. It'll be very interesting to see what this judge will allow in. Because the Department of Justice said no, they didn't want it. Other lawyers in New York, part of the Southern District, no, they didn't want. They didn't see anything there. The Securities and Exchange Commission didn't see a problem with it. It just kind of goes on and on and on. But Bragg found a way. To take misdemeanors, which, by the way, had long passed a statute of limitations, and he upped them again, and then turned those misdemeanors into felonies. So it'll be interesting to see how much the judge allows the defense to introduce how manipulating... manipulative this whole case is on its face.
Indeed. Well, Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're climbing up to the top of the hour. We've got to get the top of the hour news. We'll get updated on everything. Then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about everything. Much more with Denise Simon. FoundersCode.com. Hour number 2 now in the books. Stay right there.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.